day of the year so far. For Wales and Northern England, a cloudy and damp day coming up with outbreaks of rain developing through the morning and lingering into the afternoon as well. 11 to 13 degrees, the top temperature here. And for Northern Ireland and Scotland, any early morning rain tending to ease to scattered showers as we head through the afternoon, but some of these showers will be quite heavy, blown along by a brisk westerly breeze, sunny spells in between and a fresh feel to the weather. Temperatures between 10 and 12 degrees. That's the weather. Luke.
Chris Fawkes, thank you. Now on Radio 4, we continue our specially recorded and very personal radio letters from Italy. In the recent election, the shock result was the success of a new party, the Five Stars Movement, led by the comedian satirist Beppe Grillo. They took almost a third of the seats in the lower house of parliament after an election campaign conducted largely on the internet. Even now, party members rarely talk to the conventional written and broadcast media in Italy. And that makes today's letter from Carlo Sibilia a unique chance to find out more about those party members.
Lettera dall'Italia.
Lettera dall'Italia.
Welcome to Rome. I am Carlo Sibilia, I'm 27. I'm standing in front of the Pantheon, we call it Pantheon, and you feel a part of history here. But actually I'm not the right person to let you all know what is this, because it's just 25 days I'm here to work in Rome. This is the first experience for me in the Parliament, and I wish to let you know what we are doing and what is our aim into the Parliament. And my party is, of course, Five Stars Movement, which is Movimento Cinque Stelle. I love my country, and that's why I made the decision to start my political activity. And my Italy now has huge problems, and that's why I think it's time for every one of us, every Italian, to let the people of foreign countries understand that there is some kind of change in action. But now I think it's better to find a quiet cafe to get my toast in order and let you know my letter from Italy. Okay, this is my letter, and as I said before, my name is Carlo Sibilia and I'm 27 and I'm an elevator salesman manager. I have a degree in biotechnology, which I studied traveling through several European countries, including France, Germany and Spain. In that period, I became very interested in the issue of waste cycle management, particularly because my country was suffering a huge emergency in that field. The wrong technical and political approach has made the region of Campania, the area surrounding Naples, a huge landfill collecting toxic waste from all over the country. The point is, we are here because it hasn't been solved yet. That's why we want to put our job and our efforts in this. During my studies, I became aware of the concept of the zero waste strategy, an ambition to change resource life cycles and cut the use of landfills and incinerators. So I started writing to my hometown mayor in Avellino. I simply wanted to help him out and to find some local solutions. I wrote several times, not a single answer. I started to understand that to tackle waste management cycles, you had to deal with jobs, organized crime, parties, and politicians' interests. So I looked for help. I found it in Beppe Grillo's blog and Beppe Grillo's meetup. Caffè?
Scusi, lo zucchero?
Grazie. I should really tell you something about Beppe Grillo. The great strength of the movement is that no one of us inside the parliament really knows much about Beppe Grillo. We don't have a personal relationship. For sure he's one of the most reliable people in the country, unfortunately, because he's a comedian, so that's the point. If the most reliable person in the country is a comedian, your country has a problem. He has been cut from television in 86 after a joke on the social party, which was at that time at government. That's why it started a kind of satiric and economical satirism, I don't know how to say. But that's where he found his reliability. So that's why we think he's a reliable person, so we can aggregate on that kind of ideas. I very quickly realized that Beppe and many other Italians were experiencing my same problem. Ordinary citizens were not being taken into account when it came to critical decisions. Waste management, energy management, the economic system, they were all corrupted and they didn't seem designed to serve the people. Actually, it was exactly the opposite. And that was the period between about 2004 and 2006 in which the tsunami that is the Five Stars movement really took off. After 7 years of petitions, law suggestions to the government and signature collections for a referendum, finally we arrived at March 2013 when I and 163 others became Italian citizens in the parliament. It's a bit noisy here, so we're going in an office inside the parliament, but first of all we have to pay the coffee, which is really different from the what happened before.
Devo pagare due caffè.
Cavolo,
fuori, sì.
Sì, esatto. 4 euro.
Luigi, dove sei? Senti una cosa, ma c'è un problema se uso il tuo ufficio per fare quell'intervista che è un posto tranquillo? Ok, 5 minuti, ok, 5 minuti, perfetto, ciao ciao.
Ok, so we go in the vice president office.
We are in front of Piazza Montecitorio, which is the House of Parliament. I mean, for me, the beginning was like landing into Pandora. I always say I'm in Pandora because Pandora is really a nice place, you know. But there are strange figures and bad people and bad characters inside. So you have to get rid of them. That's a big sensation at the beginning. But after all, I'm get used to it and we are really focused on the targets. We have to change all the old stuff, all the old bad things that have been done. Let's go in. So we are now in the office of the vice president, which is from Five Star Movement, and he gave us the possibility to use his office because we are like a community. So we are 163, we are all sharing the things, and that's why we are different from the others. So actually, the Five Star Movement is the great possibility for normal citizens, which are engineers, plumbers, unemployed people, professors, that get together. They are not politicians by profession. We don't want these kind of figures. Politician is not a job. Politician is something you do for passion. You just give a part of your time to the people. So that's the way we see politics. It's Five Stars because we synthesize it in five great big issues. Waste is one, energy is another, public free water is another, connectivity is another, and public transport is another. So what we're bringing inside is these five big issues. I'm really sorry for my English, but you know, it's a long time I'm not speaking English, so that's why probably you feel I'm not really used to. The truth is that all over the world, Italians are best known for their pasta, pizza, and old-fashioned melodic music. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with the food or the music of Verdi, Puccini, or Nino Rota. It's just that it shouldn't stop here. But worst of all is the sad fact that the best-known political movement beyond our borders is, and has always been, the mafia. And yes, we want to change all that. Enough is enough. We want Europe and the rest of the world to see us as poets, inventors, scientists. We want to finish a process which began back in 1861, a process where becoming a country worthy of the name. In that sense, the Five Stars Movement is just something that Italians have been waiting for a very long time. We've needed it since World War II. Yes, new media played a role. One charismatic individual, the incredible Beppe,
played a role. But if you think this movement has grown quickly, and if you think this movement is an ending point, then you're making a big mistake.
So I just wanted to prove I'm not alone inside the building, and so I'm here with some colleagues and I'm asking them the role of Beppe Grillo in the Five Star Movement. Let's ask.
Giuseppe D'Ambrosio.
Emanuele Cozzolino. Allora, per me Grillo alla fine è stato la nostra pubblicità, il nostro megafono.
So Beppe Grillo is just a huge speaker, is our sponsor, and he gave us the possibility through his platform, which is the blog beppegrillo.com, that gave us the possibility to organize a local election, and then now we are organizing the work in the parliament. Pensi sia un leader Beppe Grillo?
Più che un leader, probabilmente è un visionario. Ha avuto una grande visione qualche anno fa. Ha visto davvero come l'Italia sarebbe diventata.
So actually, he's not a leader. He just gave us a vision which goes much farther than what we are thinking and what political parties are doing. As I said, we are in the vice president office, which is a huge room. It's really big, and actually there are huge paintings, mirrors, and you can feel the historical pressure of the things. I mean, you are inside the history of Italy. It makes me feel really proud of what I'm doing, but it makes me feel responsible for the future of my country. It does worry me, but the point is that I think day by day we are understanding this. We understand that this building can make you feel apart from the truth, from the real life. But we are real life. We know where we come from. Of course, we are facing right now critical problems, but actually I can get back and explain it much better continuing reading my letter. We made a breakthrough. So what happens now? Well, I don't know if we're going to fail or succeed, but this is not what we're talking about. Life is not always about winning or losing. It isn't a football match. What's important is the momentum we have generated in the country. We managed to fund and run our election campaign over the web. Thousands of donations for 40 or 50 euros were pledged. We held candidate elections entirely on the web, and we are still experimenting and inventing web tools, creating democracy on a large scale. In fact, one incredible example is going on even as I speak to you. We are electing the President of the Italian Republic by way of the Five Star Movement website. This is great. Asking people to get involved directly. The ambition is to make everyone feel that they are a part of the parliamentary process with us, which is, after all, what we promised. And that, at the risk of repeating myself, that's the main point. The people, the citizens, the person, the human being is getting back into the heart of politics. Are we ready for this? Who knows? Which brings me to a sort of conclusion. The BBC invited me to write a letter from Italy, a letter that talked about what it was to be an Italian today, given everything that's going on at the moment. The thing is, I see Italy and Europe and the US, even Great Britain, as a whole. We all have the same needs. That's why we say there is no left party and no right party. There are only ideas that can be good or bad, can fit or not. So we've got to free ourselves from concepts like austerity or fiscal compacts, from the EMS and so on. Politics is made to serve humans, not lobby groups. The way I see the future of politics in the world is that participation is going to increase. I know, to British ears, this must sound like a very poetic, perhaps an idealistic dream. Well, maybe it is, but just at the moment, I'm living it. And it works. The dream is inside the institution, and the dream is that we shouldn't feel awkward talking about things like the pursuit of joy and happiness for all. That's my letter. Sono Carlo Sibilia, membro del Parlamento italiano, e rappresento la Campania. Thank you for listening. And grazie.
Today's letter from Italy was written and presented by the Italian MP, Carlo Sibilia. The producer was Tom Alwyn. Tomorrow's letter comes from the novelist Dacia Maraina. You can find more information about all five contributors to the series on the Radio 4 website. And the shipping forecast is next. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on today, Thursday, the 25th of April. The general synopsis at 1800, low 125 miles southwest of Iceland, 1004, expected Fair Isle, 1008 by 1800 on Thursday. High White, 1026, moving slowly east and declining by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s. Westerly, backing southerly for a time, 4 or 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 4, becoming west or southwest, 4 or 5. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable 4, becoming west, 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, fair later,